Sorry, during the COVID.
Hello, Charlene. It's Aaron from INS Law. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you? A little better today.
That's good. That's good to hear. Just for data protection, Charlene, can you confirm your address for me, please, and date of birth?
216 TH2 6LP 26488.
Perfect. Thank you very much. So just going back to our phone call yesterday. Continuing on from there. We have got Oakbank School and the Good Shepherd Centre Glasgow to go through. I'd started Oakbank School with basically, you were physically restrained quite badly. You were locked away in cupboards. And you'd also remember a staff member shoving a pet snake in your face, knowing that you were petrified of snakes. Okay. Tell me anything else that happened at Oakbank, please.
I was badly restrained. They did try touching up on that as well.
Say that again, sorry, I just can't hear you at the minute.
Sorry, it's just I'm sitting in the day. They were touching up as well. Other young people that was in this too, that was touching me as well. Do you know what I mean? But there's a boy called Kenny, but I don't know his last name, but the police not phone me about it. Pardon me, sorry, Aaron, sorry. I've been tripping from my milk, Dylan, sorry.
When you said you were touched by other people, was that obviously other people in there and staff members as well?
Yeah.
And what was it that they done to you?
They've done quite a lot, which is disgusting.
Okay, so your breasts were touched again. Because they were touched in the previous settings as well, weren't they? Okay. Did anybody go to, you know, put their hands down, you know, your pants are scared, anything like that?
They tried, but because of that, my different answer was no. Yeah, it's from Glasgow. Aaron, sorry, I'm even tired, Dylan. I'm saying, are you from Glasgow or are you from Manchester?
No. Excuse me, sorry. So I'm from Liverpool, and I work in our office here.
All right, my lovely number.
Yeah. Okay. So I've just obviously touched on the sexual abuse. Would they come into your room at night? Anything like that?
To be honest, no. It was more when I was getting ashamed.
Okay.
But pardon me, see, when I was in custody, when I was 18, I don't know if you can help with that one, but when I was in custody, which was in the young offenders, basically what's happened is there's been a member of staff that's came into the unit, and we've been watching me while I've been sitting at where my brain and closing them.
Excuse me. Yeah, no, I'm sorry to hear that. Obviously, as I stated on our phone call yesterday, no, unfortunately, we don't deal with the unfortunate any instance that's happened when you're over 18. This scheme solely focuses on things prior to being under 18. So I do apologise. That would be maybe more so a civil matter towards Police Scotland as such. But yeah, no, this is unfortunately something that we can't include as part of your application. How long will it take for what, sorry?
For them to give me a decision.
It does take a while with them having a backlog at the minute. I'm gonna go with around about 10 months plus. But we'll always advise you of when the panel will be looking at your case.
Right.
Okay. Just going back to Oakbank School, Charlene. Obviously, them things would happen to you when you was mostly restrained.
Right.
What else would happen to you at Oakbank?
I'm touching me up, and I said, listen, this is fucking disgusting. Get your hands off me now.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. And because I'm on certain medication, it's making me a bit dizzy as well. So I do apologise there.
No, that's okay. Don't worry. I understand.
It's just if I don't take the medication, I'm not going to get any better. Eh?
Yeah, no, of course. Okay, so we've got the physically restraining quite bad, the sexual abuse that you suffered, especially when you were being restrained as well. Was you attacked or punished in any unlawful way?
Oh, I was attacked in that, myself,
Okay, so when you say you was attacked, who was you attacked by?
Staff.
By staff?
Yeah. There was so many times that I felt hard to do something. I feel like that too much here, but the major is this.
Sorry, Charlene, I am struggling to hear you or even understand.
Sorry,
you.
I'm saying, sorry. Touching up on that, sorry.
Yeah, no, of course. So when you obviously got, you've just mentioned it. Obviously, you were attacked by staff. How was you attacked by staff?
Came out in, which was rather disgusting, probably.
Yeah.
Sorry. Do you know what that is? Because they've given me the Azepam. I'm not used to taking Valium, so that's what's got me a bit crazy as well, mate.
Okay.
But it's just the anxiety, you know.
Okay, moving on to the Good Shepherd Centre.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about your time there.
It was a good old school, and I ran away from it because the girl was getting cheated. And as I was telling you yesterday, I had two girls, obviously, flash me, try to basically leave me for dead, but they never succeeded.
What was that, sorry?
I had two females that was other girls in the placement. That was an all-girls school.
Yeah.
And basically, they said to me, oh, Shelly, we're going to leave me for dead. And I was like, what? I said, leave me for dead. I said, what would I know? But I didn't understand.
Okay. Charlie, I do have to say, I honestly cannot fully understand you. I know
do you want me to go outside and talk to you better?
If that's possible, please.
Right, I'll do that, because I'm trying to talk quiet, sorry.
Yeah, no, thank you. I do appreciate
that. Right, 2 seconds. Right, Aaron, 2 seconds. I'm going to do a quick roll-up and then I'll be inside, right?
Yep, no worries. That's not a problem.
Yeah, I don't like to see that. They give me 2 cents a dollar a night.
Yep, not a problem at all. Take your time.
And listen, I didn't have either. Don't judge me because I'm on these days, plan, but it's for my anxiety, mate.
Yeah,
Because some people are like, oh, she's only doing it for the money, but I'm not. I'm doing it because I need it. Do you know what I mean?
No, no. Listen, we understand. We're not here to judge or criticise you in any way.
No, I cannot. But I just like to say, care what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah.
Sorry, sweetheart, sorry.
No, it's okay. I was just honestly, I understand. Obviously, you were trying to keep quiet, but I fully couldn't understand what you were trying to say.
You know what it is because I'm quiet and a little bit drowsy in that, mate. So sorry. So don't take that personal, please. Eh?
No, honestly, don't be sorry. I understand this is a sensitive topic, and you don't want to
really
be listening to it. So I fully do understand. It's just I've got to try and make notes and a bit of a story for you.
Because you do a full history of it. I know.
Yeah, so I do apologize, Charlene.
Listen, don't worry about it. It can be distressing, but we've got most of it done, and we're still just trying to get the rest of it done. And once that's done, the ball's rolling.
That's it. We're literally on to the last case, and now, and then I can send you these documents.
It'll take up the 10 months, yeah.
Okay, so just talk to me again about
take up the 10 months, aye.
What was that, sorry?
How long can it take up to?
So I'm gonna advise you of around about 10 months minimum. Listen, I wish I could, but unfortunately, the Scottish government are backlogged. We've had a notification this morning. They're currently recruiting for more panel members to be able to reduce this backlog.
I have to go and meet the panel members if I choose.
No. So you or I don't have to meet this panel. This is all done behind closed doors.
All right. So me and you just wait on the calls, then, aye.
That's it. We stay put, we rub our hands together and drink some hot chocolate.
I like that. Yeah, you're right, though. God, you're saying as fuck Liverpool, like.
Of course. We've got the humour.
Sorry, do you care what it is? I've got a label on my bloody carton of milk, some fussy with Graham's milk and that, right? That's the name of it. And I go to the Co-op and I buy Co-op's milk because it's a lot sweeter. So I'm just taking my label off that to stick it on a cup because I've got two cups of milk. So that's Sunday. Right, I'm waiting for it outside me.
That's okay, don't worry.
Okay, 2 seconds, darling. Give us a second, 2 seconds. Right, yeah. I'm just going to walk out the door. Don't worry, I'm still here, darling. I'm still here.
Okay,
right. No, I know. Thank you for this. I did miss your call at 10 o'clock this morning. I was like, shit, I missed him.
Nah, that's okay. As I said, I'll try you in the afternoon anyway, so here we are.
Sorry, ladies. Can I get one of you to do that? Because I'm just on a private call on you, but I'm just a bit ahead of the side. Excuse me. Sorry. Can somebody sit down the fridge? Because I'm going to go out to the... I'm going to take a private call. In fact, I walked to it in level 4. Right, cheers. I'll be back in a minute, guys. Because it is a very private call. Right, are you still there, eh?
Yeah, I'm still here with you.
Right. So I'm just a way to walk down and talk to you down there. Right.
That's okay, take your time.
No, you're all right, 2 seconds. I just have had to come out the back door. Shit. Can I hold a cup? Aye. Right, that's me walking down the wee grass a bit. See if I slide the mask, you'll hear me screaming. It's just I'm not allowed to smoke at the back door here because it's obviously the ward, eh? But I'm allowed to go down here, flag and walk back up. Right, so, as you were saying.
So, yeah, so the Good Shepherd Centre, you said obviously this placement was all girls school.
Aye.
So talk me through from when you got there, your experiences.
Well, it was okay, right? It wasn't like anywhere else, but I did run away because of the circumstances with one of the staff. Now, I can remember his name, but I can't remember his last name. And his name was Grant. And he says, on you go, Charlene, just kill yourself. I says, you fucking knew, you cheeky fat bastard. Sorry, I don't know if anybody, right, by the way. But I was like, are you for real? I says, at the end of the day, mate, I says, I'm in a bad place. I says, because everything's going on in life. I says, and you're telling me I will hang yourself. I says, that's fucking wrong, mate. But I got physically assaulted.
Okay. Bear with me one second. There were some staff members.
One called Grant. I don't know his last name. But the identity again is, as long as I just tell you what's happened. Now, I will say to ask him, but you can tell me at the end of this roughly what I could get, yeah.
Unfortunately, I can't. That's the only thing I can't do. I can't tell you or advise you what you will get. That's solely down to the panel on them.
Yeah, I've done them all, man.
No, I understand that completely. But I don't want to falsely advise you. In case
I come back later on and say, I didn't tell me I was getting 100,000.
Exactly. And I don't want to do that. All I can advise you is that the panel will review the evidence that we submit alongside your statements, and they're the ones to make a decision on what you're going to get based on the level of abuse. All you can take from this is, in my eyes, you've suffered a high level of abuse. So
that's
all
you're talking.
So that's
you're talking. There's a very good chance it's going to be good.
All I can advise is that, you know, you've got a very good chance of getting the higher end of the scale more than the lower.
Right. That's perfect. That's perfect.
But again, I can't advise you of a figure. That's all I can't do.
See, I know it sounds like it's I've got the money right, but it's not. Get what it is because I want to turn my life around, Aaron. I want to be a better person. Sorry, I was out last night after having this call with you. And it got me a bit distressed. And sorry for getting a bit emotional.
No, don't
try to get
emotional.
Now it's went to my lung. And I'm fine, I had to breathe. But don't worry, I want to do this call today and get it fucking done with me.
Yeah.
Because it feels like a stitch, but it's not a stitch, babes.
Of course, I completely understand. You let your emotions out. That's what we're here for. And I do want to reassure you, Charlene, that you are being very brave and honest.
Do you get anything for helping me with this?
I certainly don't. I'm not on any sort.
Why? That's wrong.
Listen, for me, it's not about getting commission or anything like that. All I'm here to do is help someone like yourself be heard and listen to your story. And do the best that I can for you to get the outcome.
So if I did get the 100, right, again, how much would they take off me all in to make it 81?
Yeah, so we take 19.2%.
So how much, but I'm saying, so how much is that? So that's like basically 20 grand?
Just under.
Well, just so about 19 under. Grand or something, 19, 18 grand?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So we...
I don't mean that to sound cheeky, but in a way it's a bit wrong because it's people that do deserve it, but at the end of the day, like, between me and you, when I was younger, with the 1 in 7, I got money, and because of the lifestyle, I spunked it all. And this is a thing that I don't want to do again, because if I get what was just said, the 8, right,
yeah.
I really do want to buy myself a wee house. I want to get my house homely. I want to make it like into a palace and just live my life. Kevin.
Of course. Yeah, no, I completely understand. And listen, if you put your mind to it, you'll be able to do that. But at the end of the day, it's only going to be you that can do that. So
I might try and put it into an ISA as well, because if I do that, anything that I could win after that, like the lottery, as I tell people, I could get money back. I wouldn't lose, do you know what I mean? But
yeah.
I would rather do that, Dylan, because I just feel like that money that I got, and I know I don't need to disclose that to you, but I'd rather be straightforward to you, like you, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
Because, like I say, he's already told me I'm getting nothing for what's happened to me when I was younger anyway, when I was 7 and that. So I may as well just tell you. But Kermit, it was there in between me and you. My mother, she fought for my compensation when I was a baby, when I was young. And she went obese, right? Meaning she was overweight. Now, she turned around and she went, Sharon, I fought for that. I says, I couldn't give a fuck if she fought for that, Mum. I says, I went through it. I says, I had a big bit of skin ripped off inside me. Do you understand what I'm saying? and the police examining that. So no wonder. And see now, this is, like, you're going to be sitting there today, and yesterday going back came out, I'm a bit worried for this lassie because the lifestyle she's had. But Dylan, I can't go spunking on this, because if I do, I will die. And I don't want that, Dylan. I just want to be a normal person, give my daughter some money behind her, try and help my stepkids. Know that they're my kids, but do you know what I mean? At least try and get them 5 or 10 grand each, preferably 5, and then keep the rest for myself. You know what I mean? So what's going on? Because my stepdaughter, she's just a way to be a mum. My stepson, he's a way to be a, he's already a daddy. You know what I mean? So, and my daughter, I've been waiting for her to, because I should have put money away when I had that money before, but I didn't. Because my daughter's dad was an evil bastard, and I spunked it all on drugs.
Well, no, as I said to you, Charlene, this time round, you've got your plans in place, you've got your dreams, and all you do is you just do one thing at a time, you don't do everything so erratic, and you just enjoy, and you make the most of what you get. That's all you can do.
Of course, I don't want to feel like I'm a millionaire or that, but it's a lot of money to somebody at my age.
Yeah.
And you know something, darling? At the end of the day, like, I'm the one to go spunking it and spunking it and spunking it and spunking it.
Yeah.
I would rather get a limit in my bank. But what my worry is that between me and you, when I had that 18, right, and please don't repeat what I'm saying, I know it's recorded, I couldn't give up, but they say that if you get more than 16, you can fuck your benefits, like 16 grand. And at the end of the day, I'm not being funny, Aaron, I deserve that. Do you know what I mean? I got my childhood took away from me. I got my virginity taken away as a born. And I don't give a fuck. That was money that I was entitled to.
Of course, yeah. No, I understand that, Charlene.
But it's wrong, eh, how the system works, mate.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. I agree with that. And that's why,
have you done this for a long time then, mate, can I ask?
No, I haven't. I've been doing it just under a year.
Is there a limit on it where folk, kind of, you've got that spot, sloth out?
No,
is there a time frame on this one?
No, as I said to you yesterday, it's solely once the scheme award you have it, that's then your money to control. If you want to speak to your bank potentially and ask them to put limits on what you can spend, that's a choice of your own. But we can't control how or what you do with your money.
She's been good to me, her and my father.
Yeah.
And they've given me about 4 to 5 grand, maybe more. So at the end of the day, if I can return something to them and say, look, guys, I might have been a fuck up of a grand, I might have been fucking doing this and that, but there's a bit of worry for you, meaning money, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, of course. That's a nice gesture, of course.
You know what I mean? Because my granny's like my mother and my grandpa's like my granddad. Oh, mate, sorry, Aaron. There's a gentleman just came out, sorry, one of the hospital, and he's got a fucking clip of what I could be doing one of them in the night.
Sure?
I know my winning money. Ha! Nah, I'm good, mate. Hey, sorry, on you go, I'm sorry.
Ah, that's all good. So, Charlene, you told me before you was attacked at the Good Shepherd Centre. What happened there?
Right, I was restrained. I was battered by staff. I went through badness through there like I did everywhere else, but the only place I didn't, was St. Mary's came here. They didn't sexually assault me. They didn't do any of that. The only thing they done was the thing with the snake. And that was it. He was in the classroom. The teacher was doing his job.
The snake incident was at Oakbank though, wasn't it? The snake incident, wasn't that at Oakbank?
It was either Oakbank or St. Mary's. It was one of the two anyway, but you're maybe like, get with it, it's mate, the drugs are fucked in my brain cells.
Okay. So you was restrained and beaten up by staff members?
Yeah.
When you was beaten up, was you left bruised, bleeding, anything like that?
Again, someone see Maris when I was in that red garden. There was lassies kicking off, wanting to stab the life out of staff. you know, like you've just marked that wee lassie, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I had a few of them stick up for me. Like there was even a lassie called Amanda Sutherland, which I think you should try and get in contact with too, and if you can. Now she's from Scotland, and she was self-harming, right? Now, basically, she's asked me, shall we go into the office, speak to the staff? And this is where a guy called James, we call Marnock, came into the sitting room. And you know how you get the couches that's got the big, thick cushions, right? He put two of them on my face and tried to kill me. And that was another, person that was in care. Oh, that sounds awesome on my back, but it's good.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I had the stuff here, I have a note for to myself and Mary.
Sorry, Tom, I don't know if you
When you was getting restrained and beaten up by staff members, was you left bruised or bleeding in any way at all?
I wasn't bleeding, but I was bruised because I'm quite an easy bruiser.
You was left pretty bruised, was you?
Yeah, there was bruises all over me.
Yeah.
Nobody ever took any pictures of that because I tried to hide it. But I was trying to film myself on that film. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Fortunately.
Oh, we get the sun on that because it's too hot.
Yeah, okay.
I can still see on the phone, I'm just saying I'm going to move again.
Yeah.
You're all right, mate, pardon. Thank you very much for being so patient with me about this, I want to appreciate it all.
What was that, sorry?
I say, thank you very much for being very, very so patient and phoning me back in that today.
No, no, of course, no, I completely understand, obviously. I know you're going through some medical stuff at the minute, so I'm not going to, I'm here.
Not that I could.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, like, you're asking me, you asked me yesterday if I wanted to put the money to somebody. It came as it is. If I don't stay in Aaron, I'm going to end up 6 feet under me. And at the minute, I couldn't give my daughter all that money.
Yeah.
So, she's only 16, mate. Come up for 17.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Okay. Can you tell me anything else that happened at the Good Shepherd Centre at all? You're beaten up by staff members. Abused you.
I ran away to the Good Shepherd. I was slashed. I was left for dead. The police and that eventually tried to get the lassies charged, but because the two girls that done it to me gave me to Alex and said, if you don't take them, Sherilyn, we're killing you. And I was like, I'm in danger. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, would.
So I mean to, like, I don't know my voice.
Okay, so did the police end up bringing you back, did they? Did the police end up bringing you back to the Good Shepherd?
Well, what they done was they took me, which, believe it or not, I would have some medical records if that's going to be any use to you. They are broke. Now, I was cut from my forehead, the side of my cheeks, on my face. I had an initial ring that was for CW. That was imprinted into my finger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you can go back and get all that checked as well as you want.
Where did that happen? Was that from the Good Shepherd Centre?
Well, I ran away to the Good Shepherd Centre and it was two lasses. One was called Cheryl Murray and the other one was called Sion Roberts.
Okay.
Apparently they're dead now.
Yeah.
I get my hands on me killing myself.
Yeah. But what I'm asking you, Charlene, is what you just told me there about the cuts and the imprint on your finger off the ring and stuff, where did that happen?
That's what I'm saying, that happened in Ambrose. So I've ran away to the Good Shepherd Centre. So I've run away to the Good Shepherd Centre. I've ended up in an area called Arbroath, and that's where I was slashed from head to toe. They got me taken tins of deodorant to buzz in that, like gas. And I said, this isn't for me, you know what I mean? It was jealousy, that's the reason that I can't, it was out of jealousy. And I said, listen, I said, what the fuck have I done to deserve this shit up to you guys? Well, I didn't say that to you guys, so I was basically stealing from life. But I've managed to get out of this house anyway, and down the stairs, and I've just went, fucking help me, get me help, please. And because the tablets have kicked into me, I've just followed basically, like, wherever I've heard sirens, and I've just kept walking. And then when the police have approached me about what's happened, I said, my name's Charlene Webster, my date of birth 26/40/88. I've run away from Good Shepherd Centre, and I've just been classed. But by the time that the tablets kicked in, Aaron, I couldn't point it out like this. So they singed my hair, they left me for dead, mate.
Yeah.
So yeah, I went to sit all. And even the Good Shepherd Centre, they all know clear all about this.
Yeah, okay. Well, what I've done, Charlene, is I've made notes the best I can for yourself. I'm gonna send these documents out to you via email. In them documents, there's gonna be a conditional fee agreement, which is explaining the percentage that we take at the end, which is a capped figure of 19.2%. It'll also have a client care letter, which basically is a welcome letter from ourselves introducing who we are and what we'll do for you. There's also a letter of authority as well, which basically gives us the right to act on your behalf by gathering and obtaining medical records, care records, anything that we need to give support and evidence. So that just gives us the right to act on that behalf. Once I send these forms out to you, you're going to receive a text message alongside it with a link to sign these documents. All you do is you click the link, and it'll bring up the documents for you, and then you'll have a box at the bottom which is yellow, and that will tell you how many fields you've got left to sign. So when you click that box, it will take you to the signature box to sign, and all you do is you click the box, you sign it on your screen, you click apply, and it'll populate that signature onto that page. Once you're done, if you keep clicking the yellow box, it'll take you to each box that you need to sign, and that number will go down from 6 or 7 to 0. Once that's 0, you can then click the tick box just to say that you acknowledge that your signature is legally binding, and then you can submit the application. That button will go blue. That button will only go blue once you've filled out everything correctly. If you need any assistance, I can give you a call back by all means and talk you through it. But yeah, if you get them forms back to me by potentially the next hour, I can get your application form sent off today. You see, so if you need any assistance, I'm more than happy to give you that by all means. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I appreciate it all,
Dad. Not a problem, Charlene. I'll get them forms sent over to you now. And as I said, just drop me a message by all means if you need to or a phone call.
Right. Okay.
And just a reminder as well, I do need a photo ID and proof of address from yourself as well.
Can you send that in an email so I know what I need?
Yeah, I'll send you a separate email with that, just advising on what we need. Do you use WhatsApp at all?
I do actually, yes.
Yeah, we've got WhatsApp as well, so you can send the images over via WhatsApp.
Right, I do that then, Dylan, right?
Okay, yeah, I'll send you.
But if you can bear with me till I get to the hospital, I might be in here for about 2 months, but I'll try and get it as soon as I can, okay?
Yeah, no, that's okay. Obviously, with you being at the hospital and stuff, yeah, obviously that link's going to come through. So whilst you've got the time, you know, have a look through the documents, and as I said, if you need any assistance, you're more than welcome to give me a call.
Right, okay. Can you put your number at the bottom of my email as well, like your mobile or something?
Yeah, it'll be in the email requesting for your proof of address and proof of identity.
Right, that's
Okay.
perfect. All right.
Try and get them forms over to me the best you can, but as soon as you can, and I can
I'll
get
do it
the
as soon as
pictures
I
sent to
can,
us.
my darling, okay?
Perfect, Charlene. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate
No,
it, and
you're
have a wonderful
very
day.
welcome, lovely. And I'll speak to you soon. Thank
I'll
you for
speak to you
everything,
soon,
darling.
Charlene. Not a problem.
Take
Thank you.
care. Okay, bye-bye,
Cheers. Bye
sweetheart.
now. Bye.
Bye.